To talk more about the State of the Union address last night, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Bob.
You know, last night the president said that he stood ready to work with you, speaking to Democrats. He said Americans are hoping that both parties will work together. Do you, after last night's speech, see an avenue for that based on what the president said last night?
I found the president's speech to be confusing in parts, and I certainly hope that he stands by his newfound commitment to working across the aisle to get things done. But when we have a president who, in his speech, rolled out many things that we could support, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, eliminating AIDS and HIV, tackling childhood cancer, but then we see what he's actually done, which is slash research funding, cut the ACA and make healthcare more difficult to obtain for working families. That I hope we can square his rhetoric with his actions, and we would welcome that.
On border security and the border wall, the president said, now's the time for Americans to show the world that we want to put human smugglers out of business. And he called for working together to reach a compromise to get a wall done. Do you think he's ready to compromise? And are you willing to compromise on a border wall?
You know, that part of the president's speech, he went right back to his talking points on that there are, you know, caravans coming to our border depicting immigrants as criminals and calling for a wall. So again, the speech was filled with contradictions and misinformation about the state of security at our southern border and some of our border communities like El Paso. So we are going to put forward many of the proposals that he listed, but we are not going to support the wall. It is bad policy, and I hope that his focus will remain on strengthening our ports, using technology, supporting more immigration judges. Those are the types of security proposals that keep Americans safe.
How worried are you that the president will shut down the government again in just 9 days from now if his demands aren't met? With you in your leadership position as vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus, what can you tell us about how leading Democrats aim to avoid another shutdown?
We are working in a bipartisan way to make sure that we are smart on border security, that we are putting our funding with things that can really move our country forward.
I want to ask one question about paid family leave, if I might. For a long time, women in Congress have been working on paid family leave. President put paid family leave on the table last night. What did you make of that? Can you work with that?
Of course. You know, we are thrilled to have the president mention that. But, you know, again, you could see the contradictions in this speech. He talks about rolling back women's reproductive rights and then says that he would support, you know, paid family leave. All of these issues affecting women's health go together. And so this is a president who gave a speech that was filled with contradictions, and we certainly hope that the positive message he put forward, he's going to stand behind. But I can tell you this about women in Congress. The state of the sisterhood is strong, and we're there in large numbers. We made ourselves visible last night, and we will be there with an extended hand if he is serious about working to protect women's health and policies that affect families in this country.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.